A lot of quarterbacks is, when it comes to the passing game, they want to, you know, go deep and then try to come back to the security. That's their check downs or cross or whatever it may be. So, you know, I just happen to be in the right place at the right time.
Time for a team lead, I think.
Well, the most important thing, we got the W. So it wouldn't have meant nothing if we wouldn't got the W. But I think it was a good team win. I think for this whole week, we challenged each other. I think Bill challenged us. We challenged each other. I mean, we was very competitive in practice. This was like one of the best weeks of practice we had. Not a lot of mental errors in practice. So we had a good week of preparation. And it showed. I mean, we went out and played ball. You know, the plays we did give up, we just miscommunications, missed tackles, missed assignments. You know, we gave up two running plays, and I think that was, about 60, 70 yards of their running game. But other than that, I think we held the run game. And I think a lot of people challenged us and basically said, you know, we couldn't stop the run game and all that. Well, you know, two plays. You take those two plays away, I think we handled them pretty good.
It seems like Spike stepped up today. You know, thumping in the hole. Gerard goes down. You know, Tracy White's in the game. You guys kept guys fresh. Andre Carter was big today.
Yeah, I mean, everybody played a hell of a ball game. Like I said, this is a great, great team win. And I don't think it's one individual can take credit for, you know, what we did today. I think we're going to have to win games like this. We're going to have to, you know, all three phases are going to have to step up at a certain time in the season. And it's glad. I'm glad it happened today because we came to, you know, Oakland riding high, won a couple ball games, playing some good football. We went on the road, you know, one of the great traditions in history to come to Oakland to play, you know, the Raiders. And, you know, we had everything against us. Our backs was against the wall, but you know what? Everyone stayed focused. This team stayed focused. We handled what we needed to handle, and we walking away with the W. And it feels good to do that.
You talked about stopping the running game. In this day and age where they're going to so many 3 and 4 receiver sets, how tough is it to prepare for that and deal with that during the week, knowing that you spend so much time on those spread formations?
I mean, you know what? Every week you have to change. That's one thing. And like you say, every week is something different. You know, you go into from a spread team to a, you know, power running team to a team that do both, play action team. So this week we knew exactly what we wanted to do. We knew what the Raiders wanted to do. They wanted to run the ball, you know, and we was challenged. Like I said, we was challenged. And I think defensively we took it personally. And like I said, you take those couple runs, those big runs out, we handled the running game. We definitely handled the running game, and but you know we have to keep getting better. You know, this is not the end of the road. You know, 3-1, that's definitely not where we want to be. We have to keep growing, and by far we're not playing the type of football we're capable of playing. By far we far from it, and we just got to keep grinding each week, get better each week, keep moving forward each week. You know, guys gaining confidence, guys stepped up today that we depending on. And you know what? You got to make plays when it counts. And that's what we did tonight.
When you're on the sidelines, what do you lose out there on defense? What do you lose out there on defense when Gerard Mayo is on?
You know what? Everyone practice. We practice certain situations with different personnel in the game, with different people in the game in practice. So we were very confident whoever came in the game that they knew what they was doing and we can go with it. So, you know, that's one thing we try to do. Hold one another accountable, you know, because you never know what may happen. And, you know, some people have to step up today, and they did.
Let me rephrase that. What does he mean to the defense?
I mean, he's one of our – he's our top defender. I mean, he's the top defender in this league. So anytime you have a top defender on the field, it always better your chances to win. So but you know what? We're going to have to keep rolling. We will keep rolling. The ball won't stop. I think it's, you know, when opportunities for different guys to step up, they have to step up. So that's what's going to happen now. They're tough. I mean, this is a tough bunch. They take coaching well. They take criticism well. And they're hard workers. I mean, anything Bill, you know, put on our plate, you know what? They try their best to do it. I mean, they work so hard. And you can't ask for anything better than that. I mean, no complaining. You know, people just come to work, put their hard hat on, whatever it may be that day, you know. And like I said, Bill always challenges us. And you know, we stepped up. Like I said, this week, Bill challenged us just to play better football, you know, and don't give away games. And we did. We came out. We played well. Going into the fourth quarter, we felt very confident with what we was doing, very confident. I don't care if it was down or up. I think we felt comfortable coming in this week. And, you know, these guys are going to keep continuing to get better. And that's what we're going to need, you know. Like I said, we're far from where we need to be. But if we keep moving and, you know, and striding forward, I think we'll be okay.
I don't know how much you watch it, Vince, being on the other side of the ball, but what are your thoughts on Wes Welker and just what he does on a week-to-week basis?
He's a hell of a player. Hell of a player. I'm glad he's on our side, I tell you that. Like I say, you know, those guys, a lot of times we spend a lot of time defensively going over adjustments or whatever on the sideline. So at times we get a chance to see the offense at work. Sometimes we don't. But when we do get a chance to see it work, we already know because we see it every week in practice what these guys are capable of doing. I mean, all those guys, man. I mean, I could sit up here and talk about everybody, but you know what? To come out here on the West Coast against the Raiders team, our backs against the walls, and we stepped up. That's a big, big win for this organization. I'm proud of our guys. I'm proud of, you know, the way we stepped up. Certain situations we handled, I think we handled pretty well. And that's what we're going to have to do to win.
So what was it like for you to play against Virgil Seymour? Probably year two with you guys.
Well, you know, I haven't gotten a chance of, you know, seeing, but you know, we remain friends. You know, and that's one thing we do. We remain friends, and he's a competitive. I'm a competitive. I want to win. He wanted to win, so I'm pretty sure he's kind of pissed off. But you know what? That would never affect our friendship. So I wish him the best of luck, you know, with his career, and he do the same with me.
All right, thanks, Ken. This is a boy.